What's up, guys? Welcome to this episode of Aussie English. Today is an IELTS lesson about hobbies. So this is going to be broken into two parts. Kel and I are going to just have a discussion about our hobbies so that you guys can hear a natural discussion in English using different phrases, different vocab, everything like that. This will be up on the podcast, and then there'll be a second video and lesson where we will go through how to prepare for the speaking test, the questions you might get, and then we'll also break down different pieces of vocab and expressions that we suggest that you practice that you could use on these tests for IELTS, Cambridge, PTE, whatever it might be, okay? So let's get into it.
Kel,
hey.
Tell me about your hobbies.
Oh.
What do you do for fun? How do you enjoy your spare time?
Let me think. That's one thing you don't want to do during your speaking test. Hesitation. It's not good. They'll be like, you don't know what you're doing.
Come prepared,
yeah. You can make things up, so, you know, but I'll tell the truth here. I'm really into photography because I think something we've both, you know, grown into. A little bit because of your dad, I think, because your dad is a wildlife photographer.
He just does photography in general,
yeah. You know, as a journalist, I'm kind of, you know, on the same direction. But I do enjoy doing that. It, you know, makes me go outside and keeps me fit, and it's fun. And you know, go back home and you edit your photos. It's such a good fun.
It's a bit like playing Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where, for anyone who knows Pokemon the game, it's kind of like you go into a new area and you see all these new Pokemon and you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And photography is a bit like that too, where you'll go out and you'll take all these photos. Quite often you don't see them until you get home, and then you're like, oh, these ones are amazing, yeah. These ones are horrible, these ones are awesome.
I think for you, you found something you're really into very soon, like birds, for example, or wildlife, and I'm still working on what my thing is. Like, I like photographing animals, I like photographing people, or street photography, so I'm not really, you know, into one single
thing.
You're
not obsessed with one thing, yeah.
I like doing bits and pieces of different
things. You like to dabble in a few different areas,
right? Yeah, and the gear stuff, like, you have to understand how your camera works, and like, he is much better than me, but like,
I think I'm just a bit more obsessed.
Yeah.
But it's a very cerebral kind of hobby where you have to learn all of these kind of complicated things if you want to get good at it. It's not like I run. That's my hobby. My hobby is running, you know, where it's just left, right. Photography is a lot more gear oriented. You need to buy gear. You need to buy different lenses. You need to understand when they work, how they work, what to change with regards to techniques and features.
It's unpredictable, right?
It's very good.
Like, you one day you might have, you know, the sun's out and the light's perfect and your photos are great, but the next day it might be overcast and you have to change your settings and adapt to the different conditions. So
it's very variable.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the fun, is that you just never know what you're going to get.
Yes.
How long have you been into it? How long have you been into photography?
I did a little bit in Brazil as a journalist.
Yeah.
But it was work related. So it wasn't so, you know, as much fun as now, because I was doing that for work, which was enjoyable, but not, I didn't have as much freedom to play with the camera and to do different things. But just recently we've taken up this hobby, for the last, what, 3-4 months, I would say?
Maybe longer than that.
Yeah, probably.
6 months.
6 months in Canberra, yeah.
In fact, Kel's engagement ring, she's got a wedding ring on, but her engagement ring was actually this camera, because I was like, you know, I would prefer to buy you something that you can use that isn't just a ring with that amount of money, right? Because engagement rings tend to be a lot more expensive than wedding rings, and we bought the camera.
And we can both use it, and it's, you know,
I can use Kel's engagement ring.
And, it should go on the cultural differences, right? Because only the girl has the engagement ring, which is a completely...
So, back in Brazil, what were your hobbies growing up? What did you used to do when you were a little kid, in your spare time, or, you know, to have fun?
That was my question, my IELTS question last time I did IELTS.
Okay.
Yeah.
Used to say that, what did you do as a kid for
exactly.
fun?
Exactly.
Okay.
I didn't have many toys. Like, growing up, I would get presents for Christmas, and, you know, kids break everything, so I would have to be really creative with my sister, and one of our favorite hobbies was
breaking toys
but like, coming up with crazy plays. Like, she would be the mom, I would be the baby, or we would be two, you know, friends visiting a different country. It was really imagination sort of...
You had to use your imagination. Absolutely. To have fun and go on these little adventures.
Yes. I liked playing outside with my friends, so on the street, when I was allowed to, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, wasn't really something I would do very often. But that was fun growing up, like having friends on the street and, like, you know, the neighbors, and we would go to the house and play with them. I had some, like, Barbies. Dolls.
Actual Barbie dolls, yeah, Barbie not dolls. Barbecues. Kel used to be obsessed with the hobby of having barbecues as a kid.
No.
Barbie's the doll, yeah. Barbie. Yeah,
I had some Barbie dolls and we would play with them as well. It was fun. I think my childhood was very different from yours because I didn't have the chance to learn how to swim or learn how to ride my bike or things like that. So my hobbies were much more related to imagination and people and other kids and people, and I would have to be creative. Mm-hmm. And I think for you and, you know, other people, it might be swimming, or you did piano as well, right?
Well, a lot of these were activities more so than hobbies.
You didn't enjoy it.
Well, we were sort of forced. I remember the first day when I had to do piano lessons, my mum gave me a note that I had to take to school, and she said, give this to a friend of hers who worked at the school as a piano teacher. I didn't even know. And I gave this note to this lady, and the lady's like, oh, sit down, Pete, you're starting piano lessons.
No way.
I was like, I don't want to start piano lessons.
So we can say that hobbies are things you enjoy doing, right? Like,
I would definitely say
if you're forced to do it, it's not a hobby.
No.
Okay.
It's something that you enjoy doing. You spend time doing that thing.
Relax you.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, growing up, there were many activities that I had to do, but I don't think... I would never have called piano a hobby. I didn't like it. I never called swimming a hobby because I didn't like it. You had to do it because you had to learn how to swim to be safe. But hobbies that I did have included things like skateboarding. I used to love doing surfing. I used to love doing fishing. I used to love going fishing.
Yeah.
You know, and doing that. But my dad used to hate fishing. So it would always be me alone on the pier.
It's
and
funny.
He would just be there, you know, sort of like...
Because you don't like fishing nowadays.
I don't mind, but I don't... It's not something I'm really into. I'm not really into fishing. I'd go... If you were someone who came to me and said, I have all this fishing gear, I've got a boat, do you want to go fishing? I'd be like, oh, hell yeah. Mm. But I'm not going to go out of my way to lash out a lot of money on gear for fishing. It's one of those things I could get into, but there are only so many hours in the day. And I prefer doing, at least at the moment, photography, Aussie English. Aussie English is, it started as a hobby, right? Yeah. So Aussie English began as a hobby for me because I wasn't getting paid for it. It was just something I did to help people and I enjoyed doing it. But that went from a hobby into a career, or went from a hobby into a job, when I monetized, when I started making money from my hobby. So that was that was a really, really good process, I guess, turning a hobby into a career.
And that's a great thing. Like, you end up doing something like gardening or whatever it is, and you find a way to make money out of the thing you enjoy the most. So that's great, absolutely great. And unfortunately, I haven't done it. I need to find a way to make money out of my hobbies, but
It's how do you make money from talking, Kel?
From talking. From reading.
What are you doing right now?
So nowadays, I would say my you know, the things I'm much more passionate about are reading.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I'm pregnant and I'm trying to read as much as I can about pregnancy and education and, you know, child development and stuff.
So would you call pregnancy a hobby?
No, it's not.
It's not enjoyable.
It is enjoyable sometimes, but not enough for me to say it's a hobby.
I'd be worried if you said pregnancy is my hobby.
Imagine that, like every year.
That's it, I do it every year.
I love reading. I love learning how to swim. It's a very recent thing. And I'm still like really dodgy. Like I'm a horrible swimmer, but I really enjoy
being
in the water, going to the swimming pool and like playing there and like making fun of myself and stuff like that.
That's good. Yeah. For me, I think it'd be, photography has definitely become my primary hobby, the main hobby that I'm sort of obsessed with and into. So anytime I have spare time, to the detriment of our spare time. Kel's quite often like, oh god, he's watching videos again about photography, or he's editing videos, or he's editing photos. So I do become a bit obsessive. I do like it a lot. But I also say, I guess, I enjoy going to the gym at the moment. That's my other hobby. Watching documentaries, I guess that's a hobby. I do that with Kel quite a bit. We like to watch documentaries.
Going to the movies is a hobby. Like, I love that. You don't really like that. So
I'm not as into it. I don't like people eating popcorn in a big room.
I think it's the whole, like, if I had to explain that, if I was actually doing IELTS today and I had to explain why going to the movies is so enjoyable for me, I would say it's a whole different thing. Like, you, it's a social thing, right? You leave your house, you go out, you might have someone else with you, but you might do it by yourself, and you, the whole experience, it's what is enjoyable. Like, you have this big screen in front of you and popcorn, of course. So the whole thing is different from watching a movie in your house. Like, sometimes I just want to do that, but like going out and seeing people, just like being outside, that's a big part of it. Yes, exactly.
So do you have any friends or family with weird hobbies? Anything you'd never do?
My mom's a bit obsessed with reading, to a point that she... And I don't know if your mom's like that as well.
I think she probably is. You mean with, like, novels?
Novels.
Yeah. Not non-fiction, but fiction. So it's like all these stories and everything. And romance novels?
Romance novels. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
My mom has a library of romance novels.
My mom has a library too. And the funny thing is, it takes along. So much space. Like, I love books. I want to have a library in my house, but then... when you can't move in the house, that's when I think it gets complicated, because
it goes from a hobby to an obsession.
Absolutely. I think my mom is a, you know, different level.
She's addicted to collecting books. When do you ever read them too? That's what I always said to my mom. I'm like, you've got all these books, but do you ever read them twice, or do you just buy one, put it on the shelf after you've read it, and that's it?
Absolutely. I don't know. I love reading, but I think I'm much more willing to give away the books I've already read, like as gifts to friends, or, you know, I like collecting things, but not to the point where my life is completely taken over by this hobby.
It's an easy thing to fall into, especially because I think human nature is kind of like, we need to collect resources,
so
you have to try and avoid that. I always feel that with, like, photography gear, for example. I'm like, oh, what's the next thing I can get? Kel's always like, no.
Yeah, because I think you have to set a limit when you're doing something and you're buying things because you need them, or you just want to have the, you know, the latest sort of camera or whatever, because your cameras work absolutely fine and you're doing so much with them. And unless you do have the need to have a different camera or a different lens or whatever it is, I don't see
the point.
But I'm stingy, so...
Kel doesn't like spending much money.
Yeah. I mean, I do, but not... Yeah, you're right.
So are there any hobbies that you could never imagine yourself doing?
Ooh, dangerous stuff, like surfing. I don't know how to swim. But one day when I finally learn, I might be brave enough to go in the water and... swim in surf, but that's, for me, that's a bit scary. Don't know. That's,
I think, anything. For me, it'd be more the boring things. My mom is obsessed with collecting stamps. I think I could never imagine myself doing that. I used to do it when I was a little kid, I think, for like a few months, and then I was like, I'm over this. I'm over it. Yeah. I'm not interested. I want something else. I want a skateboard. No stamps.
Like, you asked before about, like, weird hobbies and stuff. I really like fishing. It's not something I do all the time. It has been ages since I last went fishing. But I absolutely love it. I can spend a whole day, you know, in a boat, just there relaxing, waiting for the fish to come. And, like, I love it. It's. I think I get the same feeling you get from photography.
Yeah. You never know what you're going
to
get.
It's strategic, right? Like, you that you have to know, you have to know what to do. And, you know, a lot of people think you don't do anything, but actually there's a lot of thinking behind fishing.
I thought you just put the bait on the hook, you just cast the line out, get a beer, and that's it.
You need to understand, like, the tide and everything. It's just really, really nice. And something I've been trying to do a lot recently, and I'm into it, but I'm not as good as I wanted to be, is cooking. So I think it's a bit like chemistry, right? Like, you have this step-by-step whatever, like, recipe, and you need to make into something, you know, tasty and people will enjoy it. I love
that. Gotta use all these ingredients. Absolutely, and like yeah. two parts this, one part this, mix here.
Mess up. Yeah. yeah. So my last attempts were not so successful, but I'm getting there. It's really enjoyable. I recommend it for people who want Brilliant. To take up new hobbies.
Awesome. All right, guys. So that's it for the conversation stuff. Hopefully you guys learned a whole bunch of vocab and expressions and you could see how we were using them in a natural kind of conversation. And so that if and when you have these exams in the future, you'll have a lot of different content mm-hmm. here that you can use when having those kinds of conversations. Now we're going to move on to the second video. So remember, if you want access to that for all the other lessons that are going to be in this course, go to the AussieEnglishClassroom.com, enroll, and you'll get access to all the other content that comes after these discussion videos. See you there.